pray, O Lord of the poor, people of color, people of the Muslim faith, here at home, that we are united in our message of peace. Million workers in Italy yesterday down their tools for 2 hours, saying no to war, no to Berlusconi. In Britain today, 500,000 people on the streets of London saying to Tony Blair, there's got to be a regime change. It's going to start at home with him getting kicked out of office. 1.5 million of our sisters and brothers in Pakistan are marching right now, saying no to Bush's bloody war. Yesterday, thousands took to the streets to say no to the Mubarak's regime, soft support for Bush. They took to the streets and had to deal with the police in Yemen, who's softly backing the United States. The police there shot down an 11-year-old protester. We need to know that this movement is strong everywhere around the world, and today people in Yemen are mobilizing to say no to their government's brutality against demonstrations. In Greece, over 200,000 people swamped the downtown of Athens, and workers took a general strike for 4 hours, shutting down the whole economy of Greece, saying no to this war. In Macedonia today, there are demonstrations. Everywhere in the world, Japan, Thailand, Burma, everywhere, people are standing up saying no to war because we are the majority. So I'll let this end of the crowd because it still keeps going back there. So you guys have been walking by now for about half an hour, by the way. That's how big we are in this city of Toronto. Okay, one last announcement about the route. We're walking down to Queen, and we're going to turn along Queen towards Yonge, so we can go past the Gap and all these American stores and tell people in Toronto that as long as Bush is slaughtering the people of Iraq, don't be buying American goods.
sisters and brothers. Thanks for coming out on a really one day to put our ideas forward to Mr. Bush and Mr. Blair and tell them they're in the wrong. A little bit of advice for these two gentlemen. In 1945, the United Nations persecuted people who waged aggressive war against innocent nations. And maybe it's time again that we set up those tribunals in Geneva and prosecuted a new generation of war criminals. We have to keep the pressure on these people and let them know that there's millions of people around the world who disagree with them. Thank you, sisters and brothers.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. Are we here? Are we filled with energy? Are we shocked and awed? Be the awe of the power of the people, taking away the moral legitimacy for this war. Let's hear the words that say, no to this war, no! Let's hear the words that say that those of us are people of faith, those of us who come from all the places that gather to try and look at the human spirit are right now in solidarity and our hearts are beating as one with the people of Iraq. To them, let us say, yes! To those who would gather to believe that might has right, we say, no! To those who believe that the power of the people who wish to build a world of peace, we say, another world is possible! We've been invited several times to do this, but I invite you to do it again. Look around, really look around, and look in the eyes of the person next to you. Acknowledge them as part of a worldwide movement for peace that will create the possibility to take away the moral authority of an illegal war and build a new future. Look at your brothers and sisters as we all say together, no to war! Together, let's one more time say, what do we want?
Peace!
And when do we want it?
Now!
My folks, there are thousands and thousands of college, university, and high school students here. To say, drop books, not bombs, because we understand that the way to establish democracy in Iraq, in Canada, and in the United States is about funding social programs to make the people strong, to hold our own leaders accountable, and not through military intervention and through sanctions that are aimed at crippling the people, destroying their infrastructure, and making them weak and susceptible to dictators like Saddam Hussein and George Bush. Students across Canada, the United States, and the rest of the world walked out of school and said no to war. And on the day that the bomb started to drop, we shut down our campuses and said it will not be business as usual at colleges, universities, and high schools across the country and the world. Not in our day! Education, not war. What do we want?
Peace.
What do we want?
Now.
What do we want?
Peace.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Peace.
What do we want?
Now.
Woo!
This province supports the Charter of the United Nations. This country supports the Charter of the United Nations. Only the Security Council can permit the sort of thing that's taking place now in Iraq. It has not done so, and it's for that reason that this war is illegal. It's country-recognized law.
Sisters and brothers, I just want to make a couple announcements.
I know not all of you can see, but we have completely swamped the front lawns of Queen's Park. I don't think this has happened since the trade union movement shut this city down. So everybody, big cheer for peace! The next major mass mobilization is next Sunday. Next Sunday at 2 p.m. at Dundas Square. The square we christened on February 15th, the P Square of Toronto. Bring yourself, your friends, your co-workers. Bring everyone you know. And let's double the size of this crowd and make sure that Jean Chrétien knows we don't want him to just say no to war. We want him to publicly say that George Bush is the biggest threat to world peace today.
No war, no war, no war, no war, no war, no war, no war.
Thank you. I didn't know I was going to speak. I just want to say yesterday was the day for the international elimination of racism. That makes it apropos for us to be here today. And I also want to say this weekend is the Persian New Year, the Iranian New Year. So say happy New Year to your Iranian Canadian brothers and sisters. Let's, who are here in numbers, let's just remember that our problem is not with the people of the United States. Certainly not the thousands of people who are marching against this war in the United States. Certainly not with the thousands who are getting arrested around the United States. We stand with the people of the United States who oppose this war. And I want to say as an artist that artists are united against this war. Writers, musicians, dancers, actors. We can't find any who aren't against this war. And on April 12th, we're planning a large concert in Toronto at Nathan Phillips Square with a lot of musicians, artists, installation artists, writers that you know. Please come out for that, and thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon all of you, the big winners of Toronto and all over. Bush is already losing this war because of you. Keep pushing Bush out! People, is it precious? Stop your aggression, criminal Bush! Truly, 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 the transgressors soon, they will see what type of a turn their affair will take. It will take a terrible turn. We thank all of you, all of the different faith, different nationalities, different color, those who participated, the organizers, to come and to say no to the aggression, no to the unjust, no to the transgression, no to the criminals, and we will continue. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you. Thank you.
Viva Colombia! Viva Cuba! Viva Venezuela! Viva Argentina! Viva Iraq! Viva La Paz! We know the Americans are not liberators. They have oppressed us forever in Latin America. We know they are not going to give the oil to the people of Iraq. They're giving it to the multinationals like they have taken our oil away. Viva Allende! Viva Chile! Viva Palestina Libre! So it is not only about Iraq. It is the people of the world against the tyrants and the multinationals that own them.
What do we want?
Peace.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Peace.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Peace.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Peace.
When do we want it?
Now.
I'm from Iraq, and I hate to tell you this because I hate to tell you this because USA started a new war, and we hate that war because it kills people and takes all it kills people, and it's no reason for it because only to kill people. So USA is not a peace country.
The Toronto Social Forum is organizing a dynamic event next Friday night. It's called Artists Against the Empire. We have an amazing lineup of speakers, including Persian poet Reza Barahani from Pen International. We have Shyam Salvadore, a Sri Lankan writer. We have an amazing lineup of the Price Budget Boys. It's performances, it's song, it's dance, and most of all, it's resistance against the American Empire. We want all of you to come out and join us at the music hall that's on the Danforth, and it will be followed by 2 days of a teaching against the war with panels and also workshops, and we would like all of you to come out and support this entire offensive against the war on Iraq that's happening across the world. Thank you.
I gotta drop one more rhyme for you. This is the Red Menace from the Counterclockwise Orchestra. Drop one more rhyme for you. This one's from a song I wrote a little while ago, S11 Manifest Destiny 2001. Goes like this. Now, how the hell when the towers fell did the power swell in the very place where the cowards dwell? The White House is the most afraid. If they roast, the majority would toast their graves. Out of fear, turn to overcompensation. Plane raids, dead of covert operations. Sober thoughts vacant when the flag is flown, cause they say it's only terror when it's here at home. Polls shown, Bush's popularity grew with the clarity skewed, cause they only air in aerial views of the deaths and the suffering lives. So Americans will never see the others that died. But debts aside, people liking the president. If I grab a gun, all I get's life sentences. He gets presents, nominated for a peace prize for bombs he drops, and for street crime in peacetime. The NAACP was drilling the source. They gave Condoleezza Rice an image award, the sword. Black folks should aspire and toil for if they want to start an oil war. An up-down check from Bush to Cheney, looking shady, house where the crooks are stately. While other nations terrorize, America will capitalize. The S over 11 is a dollar sign.
Our streets!